Competitive races for governor and Congress in Kansas have received a lot of attention. But dozens of down-ballot contests may be just as important to the direction of the state because, as Jim McLean of the Kansas News Service explains, they'll decide who controls the legislature.
On primary night 2 years ago, Kansas voters sent a message.
It became pretty clear pretty early that moderate challengers were going to have a big night.
Senate District 21, Dinah Sykes.
Thank you. Thank you all.
Angered by then-Governor Sam Brownback's tax policies and the budget mess they caused, voters ousted roughly a third of the conservative lawmakers who had backed him, replacing them with a combination of moderate Republicans and Democrats who in their first session powered past the governor's veto to reverse the tax cuts. Now the tables are turned. Conservatives are using those votes as ammunition in their push to win back many of those lost seats. They're calling the rollback the biggest tax increase in state history, and they're criticizing lawmakers for backdating it to the beginning of the tax year.
Tax hike in and of itself is one thing. Making it retroactive is another.
Keisha Kelly is a conservative Republican who narrowly lost her House seat in 2016. She now heads a PAC funded by the GOP conservatives behind the legislature's so-called Truth Caucus.
We are not a shadow group. We are very transparent about who we wish to see be elected in terms of the values that they hold and what we want them to uphold when they're in the position.
The Truth PAC is one of several organizations backing the conservative clawback, supporting candidates like Will Carpenter, who's trying to recapture the El Dorado House seat he lost 2 years ago, to moderate Mary Martha Good.
Come on in.
Getting myself cut there.
If my opponent would have been a center-right conservative and made good votes that represented our county and our values, I would have faded off into the sunset and never came back.
But Carpenter says endorsements from the Kansas Chamber, the NRA, and Kansans for Life show he's a better fit for the district.
I feel like those endorsements mean that I'm a mainstream Kansan.
Folks at the mainstream coalition would disagree. It's fighting to first protect, then expand the gains made by moderates and Democrats, particularly in several Johnson County primaries where the competition is perhaps the fiercest in the state. Education funding is the dividing line in many of those contests, including moderate Karen Snyder's bid in a district that covers parts of Leawood and Overland Park.
When we have ultra-conservative legislators making decisions related to taxes, we've all seen that the schools get the short end of the stick.
Snyder's battling incumbent Sean Tarwater, who had but lost the endorsement of education advocates. Self-described authentic conservative Rochelle Byrd is also running in that race. In the district right next door, moderate incumbent Joy Kosten is fighting a primary challenge from Kelly Warren. The Kansas Chamber and, by extension, Koch Industries are backing Warren. But mainstream and stand-up Blue Valley, the pro-education group that came out of nowhere to help propel moderates to victory in 2016, are all in for Kosten.
Joy Kosten has been a champion for our Blue Valley schools. She has visited our classroom.
Former school board member Pam Robinson posted a video on stand-up's Facebook page, urging voters to stand by Kosten for voting to roll back the Brownback tax cuts and to increase funding for education.
We voted out the people who supported Sam Brownback 2 years ago, and we can't turn back now. Kansas is finally getting back on track. Our economy has improved.
So here's the scorecard heading into primary night. Right now, when voting together, Democrats and moderate Republicans have a majority in the 125-member Kansas House. But that could be in jeopardy. Across the state, conservatives are challenging moderate incumbents in 11 races. Moderates are challenging conservative incumbents in only 4. There are 4 open seats in play, along with another 4 now represented by lawmakers classified as swing votes, meaning they voted for the rollback of the tax cuts, but sometimes sided with conservatives on social issues. And that's just the primary. Other seats will be in play this November, many of which are now held by Democrats. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Jim McLean.
The Kansas News Service is a collaboration between KCUR, KMUW, Kansas Public Radio, and High Plains Public Radio, covering health, education, and politics across the state.